Hello again, and thank you for taking time out of your long day to be able to tune in. And today we'll be talking about the positive effects an artist and their music could have on their viewers and how it personally has affected or can cha has changed my life for the better. For example, growing up, I lived in a biracial household. My mom is white and my dad is Hispanic. And low key, both cultures are very different in their own ways. And growing up in that household, it was really fun to be able to learn more about each culture that and their differences, but how close-knit we were, even though that they were totally different, that we were still family. And even on family, functions, when both sides of my family came together, it didn't matter that, my dad might be darker than my mom, but we were still family no matter what. And honestly, my parents listened to very different music growing up. For example, my mom was more of a hippie when she grew up. She was more of a, like 80s pop, like just hippie, positive, upbeat music, nothing can go wrong in the world type of music, And my dad, he listened to more hardcore, like more rap, more serious, more like Dr. Dre, like Snoop Dogg, Eminem type of music. And he just listened to, not that he didn't listen to 80s pop like at all, but he tended to listen to more gritty music. Also just because that was the type of area he lived up, he grew up in, and that influenced his music choices. And when, of course, fast forward to when I was born, when I was a kid in elementary school, middle school, so on, that when I was really young, I was more influenced by my mom's music because, of course, as a parent, you don't want your kids to be, immediately introduced to the wrong things of the world. So when I was a kid, I listened to music. If it was, listening in the car with my mom and dad, or like on the radio, or if it was just me personally, just hanging out with friends or something, that I tended to listen more to my mom's 80s pop and more positive, like having fun, everything's great in the world type of music, And of course I still listen to that music every once in a while nowadays, but I'd say my mom easily heavily influenced my music choices when I was a kid. And when I started to become my own person in high school and started to, grow up a little bit and do my own thing, listen to my own music, kind of be more independent, that I started listening more to my dad's music. I started spending more time with my dad as I got older. I don't know, I was always a big mama's boy when I was a kid. So like, and then when I got older and started like, not that I didn't, of course, hang out with my dad, but when I started hanging out with him more and doing more, showing more interest in his personal kind of stereotypical dad things, like watching football on Sundays after work, or I don't know, like the stereotypical dad things, that I would start listening to more his music. And I feel like honestly, it's kind of influenced my modern day music choices because of how I started to grow up more around that as I got older. And honestly, even though both music choices are true, yes, that they're different, that honestly, they made a really positive impact in my life, especially because when I listen to said music at any point in time, if it's, for example, I'm just studying, I need background music, or I am driving with friends and I just end up putting on some music or something, whatever the reasoning might be, that it like the music really can resonate with me and bring me back to when I was a kid, for example. Okay, so I want you to be able to close your eyes for a second and take a few seconds to really think about it. Is there a song or a clip of a song, a verse of a song, no matter, it doesn't really matter, but if a song would come on that when you listen to it, when the intro comes on, or it could be halfway through the song, could be the ending part of the song, it doesn't matter, but let's take a few seconds and really think about it. Is there a song that when it comes on, the radio, your phone, no matter what, that it can take you back to a set day, or a set memory 10 years ago, or yesterday even, that like when you listen to it, you think, shoot, that's a happy memory or a positive day that it brings me back to. So let's take a few seconds and let's think about it. Okay. Now, I'll go first, of course. When I listen to Post Malone, who is actually one of my favorite artists recently, but that there's a certain song that Post Malone has made in one of his first few albums, the album Hollywood's Bleeding, that the song one of the songs on the album named Circles by Post Malone, that has a core memory for me personally, because, for example, during COVID, of course I had a lot of free time, and everyone had a lot of more personal time and time indoors, and I got to hang out with my family more often. Got my brother was in college, and he went to college across country, so I didn't get to see him as often, but I definitely did get to hang out more with my parents, and that was really fun. And there are a few weekends where my dad would work overtime, and my mom and I would go drive down to Palm Springs for the weekend and go visit my grandma, who lived in Palm Springs. And that after a while, we kind of noticed on some weekends there were like certain songs after a while on the same radio station that would replay a couple times over. And we always thought that was kind of funny because we were like, oh, we thought, we expect you to like the DJ to know every song, ever. So we were kind of surprised at first that we had a lot of repeats. But there's one song that would play a lot too in those repeats, which are Circles. And my mom, at first, when she first heard Post Malone, didn't always like him, which I didn't know, but I was kind of surprised because she ended up loving him as an artist. So I was kind of taken aback when she first mentioned it. She was like, oh, yeah, I thought he sounded interesting. I didn't know if I was a fan or not at first. And I was like, wow, really, But yeah, when we'd hear those repeated songs and we'd start hearing Post Malone, and the more we went down to Palm Springs every so often, that we'd like, when she'd think of it or when the radio would play Post Malone Circles, that my mom would always be like, oh, this song always reminded me of our weekend trips. And I always thought that was so cool that, like, that was that same message, like that was the same thing for her, the same equivalent was that song reminded her of me. And now, as I'm getting older and I'm more in college, because this happened during high school for me, and now that I'm in college and I spend more time away from family and I'm becoming more independent in more my own person, that when I hear that song, that kind of takes me back to the good old days when I was more of a family, when I spent more quality one-on-one time with my mom more often and all of that. And it reminds me going down to see my grandma, the enjoyment, because I didn't even see my grandma. Granted, she lived far away, so of course I didn't get to see her every single day, but the fact that I got to associate that song with my grandma and my mom, and I always smiled to myself. I always remembered smiling, like when I'd hear the intro kind of just casually start trickling in, and then eventually to hit Post Malone singing, that I'd always kind of smile to myself in the car, because I'd always remember how my mom told me, oh, this song is so nice. I always reminds me of you. And so, like, nowadays, and now that I don't get to see my mom as often or my grandma as often, that when I hear it, that, oh my God, it reminds me of my mom, and my grandma's it makes a special impact. It has made a special impact on my life in a great way, and I'm very honored to really have said that. And also in the same way with my dad. My dad is as into music as I am. I tend to listen to music almost every single day, if it's either, walking to class, listening before a sporting event, or just doing it, listening to when I'm doing homework. No matter what I am doing, I tend to try to incorporate music into my day-to-day life. And my dad doesn't. He not that he doesn't love music, but he's always working and stuff and is too busy to really listen to music as often, which I totally get. But when I listen to more kind of the old 90s kind of gangster rap type of thing, that always reminds me of my dad. And I remember specifically, for example, last Christmas I got a little JBL handheld speaker as a gift for my dad. I've been asking for a new speaker. My old one had died, so he had got me a new one, which was really nice. And I remember that night when we were watching TV, because we were watching some thing, like some like old reruns of Christmas movies, and my brother was there. He usually comes back for holidays, and so we, like us, they were just kind of hanging out on the couch watching some holiday movies, and I remember my dad was like, "Oh, let's get that speaker started." So we like paused we muted the movie, and then I got the speaker out, connected it to my phone, read the instructions on how to work it, and then connected it, and then turned on my music, and I put my music. I went to Spotify, turned on my likes, press shuffled, and of course the first song that had played was one of his songs because I liked a couple old 90s rap songs to my Spotify. So when I press shuffled and play, that a couple one of those a couple songs that I had gotten from my dad, like The Next Episode by Dr. Dre, that one played. And my dad, when he heard it, he was like, "Oh, I love this song, you know?" And like he we said we were just I specifically remember us three vibing to it and just kind of just watching the movie, even though it was on mute. We just were watching it, listening to some old rap music. And it's a really core memory because that was just it was a it felt like a casual night, but it was a special Christmas night. And it was just us three being able to me, my dad, and my brother being able to just kind of hang out, watch a movie we probably watched a million times over, and just kind of listen to some shared liking of a music song. And the moments like those that are able to bring me back, I always thought was so beautiful, because day to day I don't often think about that memory. Some there's I have a I have like a million memories that I don't think of everything. So when I get to take time out of my day and listen to that song and take the time to be like, shoot, I miss that, you know? It's a sweet memory. It's a positive memory. And I love how music is able to do that. It's so awesome that an artist doesn't really know that either. Like, he or she is just making music because they find it fun, and they come out and is incorporated, and this can be taught, like, tied into your life somehow, in some way, shape, or form. And I find that so great, and it's such a beautiful thing to be able to have the power to be able to put something out there, put yourself out there for the people, and to be able to relate to them. Because of course everyone goes through their own thing, you know, everyone's going through something, but to be able to make art and then put it out there for people to listen to, and then have them come back and be like, "This is such a great positive song. It's affected my life in a great way." It's very heartwarming. But overall, I feel like those ways and memories and connections can really tie in you to music. I feel like with those memories or whatever you guys as the listeners really, however you guys connect, I feel like those connections can really tie into your soul from there on out. So when I like I mentioned before, when I asked you guys to close your eyes and, you know, think about that song for a second, that process alone is bringing you back. I know you guys might not be listening to music directly right now, but the fact that you guys took the second, thought of said song, thought of said memory from that song, and like were able to truly think about it for a second is a real important message. Because like I said, you might not be listening to music right this second, but the fact that that music still lives in you and brings back a happy moment in your life is a real true message here. So, like it. And in today's episode, I really hope that me talking about these memories and so on really can bring you in and connect you back to that music world. And on next week's episode, I will be talking about how music and mental health have a deep connection for me personally, but also just in general. Thank you again. This is DJ 415. This is the 1 a.m.